That is also one reason that our Kabir and Aslaf, they have kept the month of Ramadan as a holiday in the madrasa. It's not for holiday purposes, because the ibadat of Ramadan is so special and requires so much attention that together with ta'aleem for which a Darul Uloom is built, everything is ceased, is done so that knowledge can spread. But in the Jummah, the month of Ramadan, Eid al-Adha, they close the Darul Uloom so that the other ibadat can take place. So may Allah let us realize this also and give our due dues to the month of Ramadan and reap the fruit of what for the month of Ramadan is meant for. For that we should find out what is Ramadan, what is this great month. Then the Quran Sharif that was revealed. For what did Allah reveal? What is the Quran Sharif? What is the message of the Quran Sharif? Then the value of rozas we must understand. If we don't know the value of a thing, we don't take heed of that thing till we don't know the value. So we have to know the value. So even for students, in Ramadan we discuss all this in detail. If students wish to stay, by all means, and you should make a point. And in the last 10 days, Mufti Muhammad Sayyid Mutara also has his Khanqa, and I think I heard Maulana Fazlur Rahman Sahib in Mayfair is going to sit. I'm not sure, I just heard like that. But wherever, any Khanqa, or wherever we can, let us try and know the value of these things. And so in this dua of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab. Oh Allah, give us barakat in the month of Rajab. The Shurrah must have written what is the barakat of the month of Ramadan, but what came in my heart, it's not necessarily that is the meaning, but the month of Rajab is known for Mi'raj. And Mi'raj is Namaz, 5 times Namaz. In fact, though it's not, you don't find it in the Hadith, but it has been narrated, it's not in the Hadith, As-Salatu Mi'rajul Mu'min. Then Namaz is the Mi'raj of a Mu'min, and there is absolutely no doubt. Ulama have written, though we don't find this in the books of Hadith, and we shouldn't quote it as a Hadith, but the meaning of it is 100% correct. That Namaz is the Mi'raj of a Mu'min. But we haven't made Mi'raj ever, any of us, because we haven't worked on our Namaz. We haven't come to find out what is this gift of Namaz. It is definitely a duty from Allah Ta'ala amongst the farais. But more than that, really, it is a gift from Allah Ta'ala. How we can make contact with Allah Ta'ala. So for that, we should start working from now. And it should be long ago already that we should have started, that we correct our namazes. First thing is that we make our 5 times namaz. And we make our namazes with jama'at. Unless there is a valid shari'i excuse, then it's a different thing. But otherwise, we should be making our namazes with jama'at. Then the second thing is, we should see if we haven't got any qadha namazes. And you people are still young people. Even if you've got qadha, it won't be so many. And I can assure you that if we don't do it now, when we'll be at the age of 35, 40, then we'll become conscious. Then we perhaps have got years of qadha namazes. And then we don't know that which namazes became qadha. Then it will become a bit difficult and a problem. So now, if you have got any qadha namazes, start making them finish now. As the ulama, the ustads, there are very easy ways to cover up on our qadha namaz. Of course, not that some people have shown a wrong masala that you read 2 rakats of qadha-i-umri and your whole life's qadha namaz is completed. That is not at all the case. How many namazes we must, including witr? We will have to read all those namazes. But how to fit them in on a daily basis, it's not difficult. But start, make himmat. Allah give us all tawfiq. And then the second is that we start properly, regularly, so that we don't have to go and read afterwards. And we don't know, we might die before that. Or because perhaps negligence in one thing leads negligence to another thing. We might go further and further away from deen. May Allah save us and protect us. So be regular with our 5 times namaz and with jama'at. See our qadha namazes. Then see that we correct our namazes outwardly. Outwardly our namazes must be correct. That Maulana Abdullah Maulvi, mashallah, explained it in detail. Then try and learn from him, from other ustads, that our namazes are correct. And then work on the inside of our namaz. Namaz, see for how many years we are making namaz. In one day, we say or we hear altogether more than 400 times Allahu Akbar. But yet, and today it's on the microphone, it is said, so loudly. But we haven't got still the greatness of Allah in our hearts. Dunya's greatness, cell phones' greatness, our cars, our houses, the greatness of these things are in our hearts. But the greatness of Allah hasn't come. Mawlana Yusuf Kandilvi Rahmatullah Alayh said, until you don't realize that the tall buildings of yours and the splashy motor cars of yours and all your houses and that they are just toys. Till actually how we know children playing with toys, till we don't regard it as toys, our iman is not made. So iman is something. And when we go in jamaat and we hear and talk of iman, yaqeen talks, our iman and yaqeen inshallah will get built. Make zikr, make dua for it, then inshallah Allah will grant us that. So our namazes, the outside of namaz, may Allah give us tawfiq to correct that. Then the inside, connection with Allah Ta'ala. May Allah bless us with that also. And then after we have done that, then to make tawbah and istighfar to Allah Ta'ala. That Allah Ta'ala, whatever wrong we have done, in our namaz, see the last dua in namaz. Allahumma inni zalamtu nafsi zulman kathira. That you made namaz, which guna you made? But because we couldn't fulfill the rites of namaz. And this is what is the haqiqat. A person who has realized, Hadrat Maulana Shah Masihullah Sahib Rahmatullah Ali said, that as long as you feel that I didn't make my namaz correct, you are on the right track. The day you feel that today I made a perfect namaz, then you are a goner. So, because who can fulfill the rights of Allah Ta'ala? Allah's rights, Allah is so great, so great. And as long as a person feels, I haven't fulfilled the rights, and he reads this dua, not just rasman, not just as the part of namaz, but with reality, Ya Allah, I couldn't fulfill the rights of namaz, such a great gift you gave me. May Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah. On Yawm al-Thulutha, Tuesday, the madrasa, some ustaz, Maulana Abdullah Dhabilia, Maulana Ziyad Hussain, they will be having a meeting with the Home Affairs and with the Department of Higher Education to see if we can work out some way that we can get visas for the students. So, you know the time? Not yet. Maulana Musa Kaji will explain to the students. So, during that time of the meeting, we want students to volunteer to come to the masjid, make atikaf niyat, make namaz, make zikr, make dua. So, you'll handle it, Mani Musa. Inshallah. Mani Musa will find out the time and then he will handle it. And we'll see who we can get as volunteers. Also, we would like now some volunteers to put up their hands who will keep roza for this purpose. On Tuesday especially, that Allah shows His mercy. When good amal go to Allah, Allah sends down good conditions. And that asbab is being used, which is dunya's asbab, which we must use also. But we must, more importance we must give to these asbab, to pull the rahmat of Allah, and to pull Allah Ta'ala's attention towards us. So who will volunteer to keep on Tuesday roza? MashaAllah. That's now between you and Allah, eh? Please, try and keep that roza and with that niyat, that Allah Ta'ala makes this work easy for us and for all the Darul Ulooms and all the work of deen throughout the world. All work of deen, that there must be no restrictions, nothing that hampers it, and work of deen can carry on. All the work of deen and throughout the world until the day of Qiyamah. Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah.